Jerry Foley, over-the-top characters, Captain Shax, Heckle an Imp, and a drag queen computer. As he turned the corner to head to the kitchen, the sounds of an argument drifted to him. Or rather, the sounds of Miss Ivana shrieking.
Stop it! Now you're just button mashing! Don't push that one!
Shax sped up, unable to fathom what could upset their computer so badly. In the kitchen, Leopold sat on the far bench, calmly munching a sausage.
Wait, do hedgehogs eat sausage?
But he obviously wasn't the problem. Heckle leaned against the counter, tapping seemingly random things into the food console. His dark eyes were huge, his tiny, regrowing wings trembling.
Maybe if I just...
Captain! Ivana shrilled. Make him stop!
Heckle spun around with a little gasp, horror suffusing his features as his face blanched. Before jumping to conclusions, Shax took a moment to survey the evidence. The scent of food burning overlay the rather more pleasant smell of sausages. Three items sat on the food conveyor. A blackened lump of carbon that might originally have been toast. A bowl of runny egg substitute with bits of oatmeal floating in it. And a coffee mug with some unrecognizable orange-brown sludge swimming in it.
Making breakfast, are we?
Shax leaned against the doorway in weary amusement.
I said I'd do it for him, Ivana huffed. He just keeps punching in commands without looking. I don't think he can even read.
Shax squeezed his eyes shut on the start of a headache.
Don't yell, sweetie. I'm sure he hasn't broken anything.
My spotless kitchen reeks, and he's giving my boards fits.
How did Leopold get his nice sausages?
Pinky McPinkington asked for them!
Ivana's voice hadn't lowered a single partial decibel.
Like a sensible person!
Good to hear. But I'm
Shax opened his eyes and stopped mid-word. Heckle knelt at his feet, head on his knees, hands clasped behind his back.
Heckle? Hun? What are you doing?
Submitting myself for punishment, Highness.
Heckle's miserable words drifted up from the floor.
Ah, that.
Shax leaned down, took Heckle by the upper arms, and hauled him to his hooves.
This isn't hell, and it isn't my uncle's palace. We don't do things that way here.
He smiled, trying to exude non-threatening gentility, and Heckle burst into tears.
What? Is it this mess? We'll clean it up.
Ivana would be happy to make you whatever you like, if you'll sit down and be a good boy. And let her handle things.
If you won't punish me, all I have left is being eaten or tossed out.
Heckle got out between sobs.
My lord would never put up with this, and you're his nephew.
Shax knew that was how things worked in some demon households, though that had never been his.
Now, let's sit down. Take a few deep breaths. No one will eat you. About Uncle Asmo...
Heckle clutched the napkin Leopold handed him.
He's asked after me. Are you sending me home?
Not as such.
Shax reached across and dumped the offending toast lump into the waste drawer.
You see, Prince Asmodeus has given you your freedom. You don't need to kneel or scrape for anyone now. The galaxy is yours for the picking. Whatever you want to do.
Heckle stared at his hands, his expression hardening.
Didn't buy it, did you, cutie?
He doesn't want me back.
Heckle's sullen murmur echoed Shax's own feelings on the subject.
He's replaced me. Probably never realized I was gone.